And right now, let's bring in Pat.
Good morning to you, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. At this time tomorrow morning, it's going to be even colder than that.
Well, it's at least we're getting a little warning about it today.
Right. 34, you said. Now, tomorrow morning, we're thinking anywhere from 18 to 22.
Yikes.
Yep. And we'll have a sunny day today, for the most part. You'll have a lot of fair weather cumulus clouds flying by. It'll be brisk. We'll be in the mid-40s, about 45. And upper teens, low 20s tonight. Tomorrow, clouds come in. And again, we'll be up somewhere between 40 and 45. Tomorrow night, as moisture moves in from a storm coming out of the Gulf States, it'll be initially in the form of some wet snow and or sleet, and then that will change over in most of our listening area to periods of rain overnight. Up in the Berkshires, I don't think they're going to be as lucky. We may get a light accumulation before that changeover tomorrow night. I would think an inch or less. Up in the Berkshires, it can get a few inches. And then for Wednesday, an early wintry mix, if there is any around, will change over to just periods of rain in the low 40s for the high. That should end Wednesday afternoon sometime. And then partly cloudy in the middle 40s Thursday, when you may get a rain or snow shower passing by. And only in the low 40s Friday, and again partly cloudy with a rain or snow shower passing by. The weekend is fair, but it's chilly all week. So way below normal temperatures all of this week.
You know, I noticed when I looked at the national radar map this morning, no green. Any patches of precipitation were blue.
And our listeners should know what that means.
That means we're in the time of... We're in a time of year where it's going to be rain mixed with snow, snow mixed with rain, or snow, or freezing rain. we've reached that point where there's going to be less green rain precipitation showing up on the radar.
Yeah, that's unfortunately the name of the game.
The color game is what I call it. The color game.
You know it's got to happen sometime. Right?
Well, this is the first time it's happened. And actually, November 14th, I think that's about a normal time, really, isn't it? Or is it a little late?
No, November, it's a little late, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely a little late.
So.
Yeah. How was your weekend?
Well, the weekend was okay. I did some cooking, I came into the station and did some work that needed to be done on Sunday. What did I do on Saturday? I'm trying to think what I did. I forget what I did on Saturday, but I went to bed early every day, though, just to rest up. And I went to bed like around 6:30 each day, just to rest up for the start of this week, because I wanted to watch the Giants yesterday, and I did when I got home. Oh, they won again. So I rested up is what I did, and I didn't watch much TV, believe it or not, because there's still too much politics. Even on streaming, if you put the news on just to get news,
I see what you mean.
If you put the news on just to get news, and you're still finding out that the Democrats control the Senate. Well, we don't know who controls the House. And they start blabbing on, and then they start with the interviews with people trying to get them to fight, and so it was depressing. It was depressing to watch, even on the streaming news services, they went back. So what the heck? I'm looking forward to a new movie with Ryan Reynolds. It's coming out to the movie theaters and Apple Plus. It's a Christmas movie. It's a new Christmas movie.
Okay.
And if Ryan Reynolds is in it, it's going to be good. It's going to be funny. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm not sure what the title of it is. Let me see if I can find out what it is. I think you'll like it. I've seen the video clips for it.
Right.
and it looks good. So, okay. It also stars. It's called Spirited. It's a new version of A Christmas Carol. And Ryan Reynolds is in it, and also Will Ferrell is in it. So it really should be funny. It really should be funny. So Spirited. It's going to be released at the same time. November 11th, it's been released to the movie theaters. And it's going to be also released on Apple TV. I don't think it's on Apple TV yet. I think it's something that you will enjoy.
Okay.
So Spirited.
Spirited. Okay, I'll remember that. Did you watch any of the movies that we recommended or series?
No, because I didn't spend that much time watching, so I just watched, to be quite honest with you, I watched about 10 old episodes of Seinfeld because I wanted to laugh because it was, you know, so I watched like 10 old episodes of Seinfeld. That's about all I watched.
Okay.
I did not get to any of the movies yet. I'm trying to get to, so I can watch the movies beginning at like 4 o'clock. So after I watch one movie, let's say 2 hours. Okay, that gives me 2 hours for 6 o'clock where I can then feed the cats and then I can head off to bed. So I'm trying to change my schedule around so I get more sleep, more constant sleep, or healthier sleep, and stuff like that. So that's why I'm having trouble getting movies into it, because I'm not the type of person that can start a movie.
Right.
And then say, okay, I'll come back and watch the rest of it later. I need to sit and watch the whole thing.
Gotcha.
So it's tough for me. It's tough for me right now, like I say, because I've changed my schedule. I've changed my schedule. So what about you? Did you watch any movies?
There was one movie. I'm trying to remember. There was a movie I watched. It was okay. I'm trying to remember something like Finding Wuhan or something like that. It's supposed to be inspired by the Goonies. And it followed along that path, but forget it. It just didn't come up to that. Yeah. It just didn't come up to that at all. And aside from that, that was really it. I got my pneumonia vaccine Friday evening at 7.
So is your arm sore today?
It's a little sore today. It was terrible. Friday night and all of Saturday.
Yeah,
I mean, really, really paining. I had a hard time sleeping Friday night. And no other effects. You know, no fever, no chills, nothing like that.
But that's
just a very sore arm.
That's what that vaccine does to you, though, whenever you take it. If you take it every 5 or 6 years, whatever it is, you have to take it.
Yeah.
When you take it, it feels like somebody punched you in the arm.
Oh, wow. It hurts.
Yeah. And then it goes from hurting to just plain being sore. And there's nothing you can do to get rid of the soreness.
Right.
It just hangs in there.
Yeah.
That's well. Well, yeah. And any news from the well?
They were working on it this week. From what I hear, they had gone down 23 feet, and they checked with our lovely neighbor next door to find out how far she went down to get water when she did it, and they went down 33 feet. So I believe they're going to try to go down another 10 feet.
All right.
Whether or not they did, I don't know. The only very sad news yesterday, Gary Garrison, who, as you know, is our neighbor up there. That's the gentleman from Maine.
Yeah.
It was his best friend, Neil, who did all our contracting work here in the new house. He was here for 6 months. Neil's a great guy. He has two daughters. One is 31, and the other one is in her 20s. The one who is 31 became a lawyer. She's working for the military in Kansas. And unfortunately, 2 days ago, she was getting on an entrance ramp. This is in Kansas. There was a truck driver coming the opposite way, head on. Both of them were killed.
Oh, gosh.
31 years old.
That's horrible. Absolutely horrible.
Yeah, and he had a stroke, too. Neil. He had a stroke about a year ago, but he was coming along, so I feel very bad. They live in South Jersey.
Oh, that's horrible. That's horrible news.
That was bad news. So that's it.
All right.
Well, on that note, let's go back to the bright, sunny, brisk, and cold weather today. Highs will be about 45.
And our first look at flakes.
Tomorrow night.
Yep. All right, Pat. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye, Marshall.
Bye-bye. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.